We read in the gospel here this morning, on the Feast of the Nativity, that there was no room in the inn for St. Joseph or our Blessed Mother, but certainly let that not be the case in our hearts. May this time of Advent help us to prepare well for this great feast of Christmas. May our hearts be burning with the love of Almighty God. Let us pray and ask for all of those graces we need to inflame our hearts with love of our Lord. Certainly let us consider what he has given to us here. First and foremost, we know that for God so loved the world as to give his only begotten Son. How did our Lord and Savior come to us? We know that our Lord came to us to redeem us. Because of the sin of Adam and Eve, it was an infinite offense against Almighty God. And an infinite offense could only be repaid by an infinite being, and that is God. But because of the sin of Adam and Eve, having been come from mankind, satisfaction had to come from man as well. So in order for us to be redeemed, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, had both a divine nature and a human nature, thus able to redeem us. And that is why our Lord has come, is that we may all be saved and get to heaven. But certainly we must do our part. We must consider also why our Lord came, and that is to show us how we are to do our part. Our Lord, when he came in as an infant, wrapped in swaddling clothes, in a manger, with no one around but St. Joseph and our Blessed Mother and the shepherds. You would think that when the Messiah, the Son of God, comes, the whole world would rejoice and be there. But that is certainly not the case. Our Lord shows us that how he has come, he's come in humility. He shows us that us, his flock, we must also practice humility. We must fight against our inordinate pride, our inordinate love of self. We must do our very best to pray our prayers well every day. For certainly we know that we have many enemies who are trying to drag us down, trying to hinder our path to heaven. And that's where obedience comes in, especially children. Let us practice obedience to our parents, to our older brothers and sisters. Let us listen to our teachers. Because it's through obedience that we're going to become the great saints that God wants us to become. We all must keep the Ten Commandments. We all must keep the commandments of the Church. Almighty God is a loving Father, and he gives us the commandments because he knows what's best for us. The commandments are our guides, and the example of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the life he has lived is for us a shining light in how we are to get to heaven. For that is the reason why our Lord came, to open the gates of heaven and to redeem us and to allow us that opportunity to be happy with God forever in heaven. Consider before the time of our Lord, if one died in the grace of Almighty God, they still would not be able to enter into the gates of heaven. But what joy is ours to live in such a time that we have the example of our Lord before us, but we also have the example of the Church over the last 2,000 years. We know that the Church has faced many difficulties, many trials, many crosses. So do not be discouraged by the things we see today in our day and age, but let it be a motivation for us to pray and pray well every day. Let it be a motivation for us to live well. For if we live by what the Gospel teaches us, keeping the commandments, praying our prayers, we will arrive at that happy day when we leave this world and we know that we'll get to go to heaven. Of the different things our Lord has shown us in his coming to us here on the great feast of the Nativity, consider the love Almighty God has for each and every one of us. We know that there is no greater love that one can have for another than to lay down his life for his friends. Almighty God has come to us, the second person of the Blessed Trinity has become man. And we know that from the crib all the way to the cross, our Lord's life was one continuous suffering, one continuous contradiction. So too, when we face contradictions, when we face difficulties and trials in our life, turn to the crib. Especially during this Christmas time, make spiritual visits to our Lord. Be like those shepherds, the men of goodwill, who come to see our Lord and to pray to our Lord and to ask Him for help to fight against temptations, ask Him for help in our family troubles, in the troubles at work, in the troubles at home, wherever they may be. Let us practice that resignation to the will of God. What greater way we can show God our love for Him than our readiness and willingness to suffer whatever He sends us each and every day? But of ourselves, we are very weak. Of ourselves, we can do no good, but with God's grace, we can do all things. And that's why it's so very important that we pray every day. Through our daily prayers, Almighty God will grant us the grace to persevere in knowing His will and doing His will. As such, we will show God that we desire to love Him with all our heart. My dear friends in Christ, I wish each and every one of you a very blessed and Merry Christmas. And I pray that during this Christmas season here, your hearts may all be filled with joy, your families with peace. But let us pray. Let us tell Almighty God, especially when we receive Holy Communion, that we love Him with all our heart. Let us ask for all the graces that we need, those things that our families need. Let us thank Almighty God for all of the gifts and blessings, especially for giving us His divine Son. Divine infant Jesus, come down into our hearts. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.